You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of people have evacuated their homes and farms to escape flooding in southern New Zealand. Authorities told many residents in the towns of Gore, Mataura and Wyndham to leave immediately as rivers continue to rise from heavy rainfall. Sean Eckhout is a builder in the region.
Everybody got a text about the flooding and all that type of thing. So we've been up probably about just since 5 this morning, just loading sandbags and everything, just the communities all got together. And we're just trying to help people get out of their houses and secure all their stuff. And as you can see, all the guys around here are just trying to load things up and help out at the moment, which is pretty good.
Tracy Hicks is the mayor of Gore District, which has been badly affected.
It's as bad as I've seen it in terms of level, and I understand it is the most that's ever gone through this channel. But one thing that is really pleasing is that the flood banks here are designed there's more water going through than they're designed for. So that's a real bonus, actually. It's really quite encouraging. But there's still a lot of water to come, and still some other challenges down the stream of it.
Several hundred tourists were being evacuated from Milford Sound after becoming stuck when flooding and mudslides cut off road access while damaging bushwalking huts. Tui Grenfell and his family were bushwalking the famous Hollyford track in Fiordland.
We were worried that the whole hut would actually start moving because it was creaking and the water was pushing against the walls of the hut. So we did actually bash holes in the walls of the hut to allow the flow through the hut late last night.
Annie Grenfell says her group escaped via helicopter.
You kind of have a shock of adrenaline, so you're kind of, we're saved, you know, you kind of, the sense of relief. And I came out onto the water tank, but, you know, of course the helicopter's got quite a lot of power, so you're having to hold on, I was having to hold on to the roof, standing on the water tank because the power of, I was scared I was going to fall off into the water.
Authorities have declared a state of emergency in the Southland region. Ian Davidson-Watts is a New Zealand Civil Defence Event Controller.
Levels have actually exceeded the design limit of the flood defences here, which is why we've initiated some major evacuations ahead of that. But at the moment, and I've got everything crossed, the flood defences are actually holding. So we're hoping and praying that the waters now start levelling off, which we've got some signs that they are.
The good news is weather conditions are improving. Some rainfall is forecast over the coming days, but not the amount of heavy rain that caused the flooding. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.